Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, Michael Rivera joins us for an hour each month. He'll be coming up in the next segment to break down his analysis on world events and current news and information. It should always it is always informative, and it should be today. Continuing with phone calls right now, open phones on this Tuesday edition. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess it'd be Glenn in New Jersey is up next. Glenn, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Just reporting back to you. I called in last week to let you know that right after I witnessed 9/11 from my high school, I went back to talk to some students to basically warn them. It was totally impromptu, but I made it happen. And after seeing such individuals as, you know, John Connor, yourself, first of all, I want to really appreciate the work you do because, you know, for many years, you know, I thought I was crazy, and I finally, you know, found the 9/11 truth movement, and I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish. We're pushing them back.
Well, 84% of us are crazy and believe we're being lied to on 9/11. 90-plus percent believe we're being lied to about Kennedy. We're all insane. The government's good and loving, and we should totally trust them.
Yeah, like, I approach people, commoners on the street, and I talk to them about 9/11, and, you know, some really skeptical people will look at you and say, what kind of physics brought those towers down? Left-wing physics? And I'm like, no, sir, I'm not a liberal.
Oh, yeah, see, this is a left-right paradigm. It shifts off thinking. Oh, you're pro-gun. You're liberal. You're one of those right-wing Republicans, one time I got told. You know, we got a compromise on the Second Amendment. Everything is left-right.
And yeah, people don't like to talk about the issues anymore. They just attack ad hominem. They attack the character.
One fellow I talked to last night made the point that they just, he works in retail, and he says that two generations of adults and their children, because the retail store is across the street from a high school, can't even count change. They just push a pile of change towards you, and then he says, well, can't you count? And they say, no. And then adults can't count now, and people are taught, don't think, just show up. Just go to the football game, just wear what we say wear. Now, you got that general group who's completely dumbed down, doesn't know how anything works, has no idea, doesn't care. They're thinking about their next thrill, you know, satiating their bestial level. And then you've got a huge group of people that are waking up and getting smarter and more informed every day. So it's a clash of civilizations.
I was well received at the high school. I just wanted to let you know that a lot of the kids were thankful. They were grateful that they had someone actually come in and talk to them about this.
Because let me get this straight. You're a graduate who then came back and spoke to the school.
Yes, that's correct. In my sophomore year of high school, and I, of course everyone remembers where they were that particular day, I was in a room on the fourth floor, the top level of my high school, and I had witnessed, you know, basically that I heard the rumbling of the Twin Towers, and I was like, what, are they just blow them up? Like, they just demolished the towers. I mean, people are so dumbed down that on TV you've
got
comments.
Yeah, but you just said that you were well received, though.
Oh, yes, most definitely. But I mean, the initial reaction, the nation's initial reaction to 9/11 was so embarrassing. You've got commentators on TV saying, oh, look, the building collapsed, when it's still not fully demolished. It's still coming down, you know, symmetrically peeling away like a banana, which only explosives can do. And then, you know, people don't recognize a coup d'etat when it happens. I mean,
I hear you. We got a break. Thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. We'll get to Sean and Scott and others, Chris, that are patiently holding, with our guest who's coming up, Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. My websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, we have other sites like JonesReport.com, MartialLaw911.info, ArnoldExposed.com, and a really big one we're going to be launching in the next few months. Wait till we launch this. You're going to love it. It'll be a major salvo against the globalist. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael Rivero is our guest in this hour. We have also a lot of folks holding online. Talk about any issue you wish. Mike can chime in on it because, like Infowars.com, WhatReallyHappened.com gives you wide spectrum news analysis and original investigations, as well as linking to important stories on the economy, the war, the police state, the IRS, you name it. Mike, so much has happened since we talked to you last month. Tell the listeners some of the things you think that are most important right now that you'd like to go over.
Well, I think it is very obvious at this point that we're headed into an invasion of Iran, and it is, I think, a little bit of a shock to a lot of Americans how very much it is clear that President Bush is simply not paying attention to his own experts, his own advisors about the potential negative consequences of such an invasion. And more to the point, especially after the change of Congress last November, I think a lot of Americans were expecting that the new incoming Congress would basically obey the mandate, the very obvious anti-war, pro-peace mandate with which they were sent into office. And yet we're seeing the Congress, especially the new Democrats, apparently just roll right over on this issue of the war in Iran. And we're seeing a lot of tough talk about Iraq coming from the presidential candidates, and it does appear to be nothing more than talk, because it's an important point to keep in mind. Congress has all the legal authority it needs to stop these wars dead in their tracks, and yet Congress is doing symbolic gestures. They're not even doing that. Yesterday, the Republicans were able to even block discussion of a non-binding symbolic anti-Iraq war resolution and keep that from the floor. All of the candidates, including Clinton and Obama and Edwards, while they are very critical about our current situation in Iraq, they are not showing any indication that they are opposed to the coming invasion of Iran. We're continuing to see such a huge military buildup in there. Just a few days ago, destroyers from right here in Hawaii at Pearl Harbor were deployed to support the USS Reagan. So nobody sends this amount of hardware into a part of the globe without intending to use it, and this does mimic the military buildup we saw in the region prior to the invasion of Iraq. So the war in Iran is on. They're just looking for an excuse.
That could be a false flag, government-sponsored terror event. It could be, quote, a engineered accident. You have the majority of the troops, 70-plus percent, wanting to come home. You've got 78% of Americans in major polls repeatedly not wanting this war. And instead, Bush just boosts troops. It's like Rick Perry in Texas with a live cancer virus. There is no law. He just lies and says there's a law and says you've got to take a live cancer virus. I mean, why are we seeing just wanton abandon where the government says we don't care what you want, we don't care what's constitutional, we're just going to be lawless, basically?
Well, what we're seeing here is a government that is clearly more concerned with the agenda of a foreign government than with the American people, and I think it is very telling as we watch the candidates for the 2008 presidential race line up. The very first thing they do is go over to Israel and stand up there and say, we will back Israel and we will do this and we will do that. And we're not even seeing that kind of electioneering here among the American voters. So it's very alarming that despite the spy scandal, AIPAC is continuing to shape the American government for the benefit of Israel. And
well, it can't be denied that the first place they go is to AIPAC meetings at the Marriott there in Times Square. The first place they go is Israel. And they just openly say, you're our bosses, tell us what to do. I mean, this is pathetic.
It is. It is pathetic. It's dangerous. It's what got Charles I in trouble with his people. And I think ultimately we're going to be headed to the same kind of an upset here, which I don't like. I don't condone or encourage violence. But at this particular point, I keep thinking about that quote that John and Robert Kennedy always used to say, which is when peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. And I don't see any way to avoid it at this point.
Now, nothing happens that the oil companies and the big banks don't want. And they're more than happy to have the U.S. military and the Israeli military nuke Iran, attack their entire military infrastructure, and that's the admitted plan, not strategic surgical strikes. But John Edwards was on Meet the Press this weekend, and he did say, now, the European bankers are upset. I mean, I don't think that was a slip-up. Do you really think that there is a split now between the New World Order?
Well, I think what we're seeing in all of these events is there are multiple overlapping factions with multiple overlapping agendas. And certainly anytime you're talking about one country invading another, not all of the financial interests in the world are going to be that pleased with it. The other possible reason behind the comment is that most expert analysts are saying that an invasion of Iran, when Iraq is already such a disaster, is likely to fail. It is likely to have a very negative backlash. The European bankers may be seeing this invasion of Iran as effectively raising on a busted flush. It doesn't matter how hard they play, it's not going to come out the way that they want it to. And that's probably going to generate a lot of criticism right now.
So let's be clear. The European branch wants war, wants globalization, wants domination, wants to seize those oil supplies to then artificially jack up the price of the peak oil scam. We know that they have the same goals. There's just arguments about how to carry out the program, how to implement the overall agenda. But here we are, Michael Rivero, waiting for the other shoe to drop. The people don't want it. It's going to cause a worldwide recession at the bare minimum. It's going to shut down many of those central waterways in the Middle East. it's going to cause gas prices, conservative reports are saying, to triple. I mean, this for the average person is going to be bad. We really have a $97 trillion debt obligation. It's $4.9 trillion per year right now, but if you count everything that we actually owe, it's close to $100 trillion, that $97 trillion number from last year. And, of course, so it's grown now to actually over $100 trillion. But that's been in official governmental accounting office reports. And then Bush and the media come out and say we got a $240 billion deficit. That's what we owe each day. That's what's owed right now. You want to talk about what this could do financially?
Oh, absolutely. The U.S. is over leveraged and overextended. But before I get back to that, I want to go back to something that you were just saying before about how the European bankers in the New World Order want certain things. But you also need to remember what they don't want. And what they don't want is a massive failure that is going to basically rip the cover off the whole mechanism of what's going on. And if, you know, we're looking at Tony Blair may take a major fall over the Cash for Honors scandal, and I've written many times that Tony Blair is George Bush's mind canary. In other words, when Blair goes down, Bush will know that he himself is in immediate danger. If Bush goes down and the U.S. government suffers a major constitutional crisis, a lot of hidden agendas and influence is going to be exposed. We're already seeing it with AIPAC's influence on our government being exposed and becoming very common knowledge. That's the last thing that they really want. So I think a lot of this hesitation to go into Iran are a lot of people saying, you know, we probably ought to, like, just stand pat where we are right now rather than risk losing everything if it all comes unraveled in a botched invasion of Iran. Now, getting away from that, back to this financial leverage situation, yes, there is no question that the United States government is in serious financial trouble and has been for a great many years, going back to the Reagan presidency.
But that's by design, so that the globalists can create a financial situation where everyone's in debt. They then control the currency, and they get to come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar or even cheaper.
Yeah, and this game has been played with a lot of other countries, and now they're playing it with ours. And if you go back again to the Reagan presidency and the elder Bush presidency that followed it, those years saw two phenomena. One was the greatest transfer of wealth from the middle to the upper classes in our nation's history. And second, the U.S. went from being the world's largest creditor nation to the world's largest debtor nation. And most of that money that was borrowed to fund the Star Wars missile defense program, which of course went nowhere. But it did create the beginnings of this huge debt machine that, you know, basically has reached the point where no matter how hard we all work and how much we all pay, the debt simply cannot be paid off. And I think we're at a point right now where most Americans are starting to wonder, why should we go on slaving away, literally giving half of everything we ever make to the government, when it's a hopeless case anyway? And, you know, that maybe the U.S. government should go the same way as the USSR did and simply collapse and take its bad debts with it, so that we all get, you know, a clean start. Because especially in a country with massive election fraud like we have, it's very hard to sell the American citizens that they are really obligated to pay the debts run up by a government that may not have even been legally elected.
Michael Rivero, I think in the final analysis it comes down to this. The elites and their management cultures, their management guilds, know everything's spiraling out of control, know that everything is driving towards crises and implosion, and they'd rather set off the implosion themselves to at least have some semblance of control. And so that's why you have the FEMA camps, and that's why you have the open borders, and that's why you have just the out-of-control spending. It's like when you spray cockroaches with poison, they start fornicating. I mean, really, I think that all of this so-called arrogance and aplomb and chutzpah or whatever you want to call it is really the death knell.
I would agree. We're seeing a lot of thrashing. We're seeing a very high economic fever in all this deficit spending. But the bottom line is there is nobody that looks at the current situation who says things can continue as they are just fine for any protracted amount of time.
The longer it continues, the worse the crash will be. Michael Rivero, stay there. More key issues straight ahead and your calls right here on Genesis.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 6, 2007, gold $656.40, ounce gold coins are $677.69, $341.39 for half, $168.37 for quarter ounce. That's $677.69, $341.39, $168.37. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away. This is where you used to play. It was an inside job by the well connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected.
Welcome back. Michael Rivera is our guest. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Also, for about 10 minutes, we're going to have Robert Watata on, the father of Lieutenant Watata, who had already been in the military, already been overseas, and he said, "Look, I'm not going to be part of this criminal war." And they said, "That's it. We're court-martialing you." So that's coming up. Michael Rivera, also, you've got a new show here on Genesis that's doing quite well. A lot of folks are tuning into it. Tell the listeners about that.
Well, it's the What Really Happened radio show. It is on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time. You can listen to it over the GCN Live website, or you can visit the archive and pick up some of the shows. And we're going to be covering the looming war in Iran on this Saturday's show, and certainly we'll be paying a great deal of attention to the influence that AIPAC seems to have over the decision to go to wars in the United States.
Now, this is a conditioning process, and I've been saying this since before the Iraq war, because PNAC told us so, that they were just going to get into Iraq and use that as a beachhead to go into Iran and Syria and then sew up the entire region and then balkanize and turn people along sectarian and religious lines, Sunni, Shia, Kurd, against each other, and now all that's happened. Wow, they told us they'd do it? Man, I got a crystal ball. I know how to read everything they've said they'll do. They actually do. Then they have their public pronouncements that are total lies. You want to know what they're really doing, just turn it around backwards, and more often than not, that's the answer. But, Mike, it's a conditioning process. I almost just expect, okay, when's the war? When's the attack going to happen? Because for 2 years they've been beating the drums to attack Iran or longer, and at a certain point it conditions us that it's almost a foregone conclusion. And they did that with Iraq for stringing it out for, what, 2.5 years? And, of course, even before Bush got in office with Clinton. Can you comment on that process?
Well, I think it's a propagandistic ploy to basically just get everybody so used to the idea that it's coming that when it finally happens that the anger and outrage is kept to an absolute minimum. It is entirely possible that in their arrogance and hubris that Israel and or the United States may simply attack Iran without needing or feeling that they need any kind of a justifying cause. Certainly the U.S. is continuing to wave around February 21st and the end of the UN deadline as a major flag for a reason to invade Iran.
But if Israel couldn't even take southern Lebanon, what are they going to do with Iran? I mean, you've been studying this. Give us your take on the mindset of those currently in control. I mean, what are you going to say? That, well, they know they can't win a ground war, so they're just going to start heavy bombardments with conventional and nukes?
Yeah, that's exactly it. If Israel wants to start this war, all they have to do is fly over Iran and start dropping bombs and then fly back to Israel. Now, if you look at the map of the region, you know, where does Iran have to march through to counterattack, retaliate against Israel?
Through
they
US
have to
troops.
Go right through Iraq and all of our American men and women in uniform sitting there in the region.
And then they're going to get overwhelmed and overrun, and oh my gosh, we're getting beat, and so now we got to have a draft and 500,000s, and Americans can't get whooped, and it's World War III.
Yeah, very much so. The potential for this situation to spiral out of control into a major global war.
Well, it's designed to. Yep. It's designed to spiral out of control, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, yourself, and many other analysts have said.
Yeah, very much so. And the idea is that, you know, we're all, the whole world right now, is held hostage to whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And that's not a pleasant thought. It's going to keep you up late at night.
Because they're so confident with all these yes men and mistresses and living in ivory towers that they think they can manage this crisis.
Absolutely. One of the problems that we have is there are so many levels of mid-management surrounding these key decision makers. They're really cut off from what's going on. Some of the statements that we have seen come out of Washington, D.C., and especially the White House, seem almost absurd, but they make a lot more sense if you realize that the people making them don't understand how much the American people have come to understand about what's going on,
well,
about
exactly.
The war, how much they were lied to. I mean, it's almost insulting that Bush and his people are continuing to use, nuclear threat, as a reason to go to war with Iran, as if they don't understand that the Americans know they were lied
to
about
weapons
mass
destruction. They've just replaced a K with an N with the propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's like I said, it's an insult. They think the same lines are going to work twice in a row. And they don't understand it's not working. And to me, it signals that we have a government that really is, as much as they are in bed with AIPAC and the Israeli government, they're totally cut off from what the Americans are thinking and feeling.
Stay there. Got a break, Michael Rivera. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody wall. Liberty for their descendants, thanks to the renegades.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. We're not going to keep him long. He's very, very busy. Mike Romero of WhatReallyHappened.com, Saturday morning talk show right here on Genesis, is riding shotgun with us. Your calls, John, Sean, Chris, Steve, Ted, your calls are all coming up as well in this hour. But the court-martial is now coming up for Aaron Wetata and his father. Joins us, Robert Wetata. And now we have the Iran war looming. These are completely illegal wars. They lied us into war. That's now on the record, premeditatedly, not just the yellow cake, but the White House memo. Robert Wetata, tell us what's happening right now with your son.
Okay, Alex. The court martial started yesterday, and yesterday morning it was mostly arguments that Eric Seitz, the attorney, put forth in terms of trying to get different witnesses on the stand, but he was denied at every single stand, every single person, because that person was going to talk about the Constitution, they were going to talk about international law, they were going to talk about what was going on in Iraq, the atrocities, and they were all denied. In other words, the government here, the Army, doesn't want to have any information that even hints to the fact that there might be an illegal invasion or an immoral occupation going on in Iraq. So after that...
they're going after your son, saying that he basically badmouthed El Presidente?
Well, he said that the president was deceptive and the military found those words to be offensive. And he said that there are atrocities going on in Iraq, and the military said that's offensive.
Well, people have gone to prison. Well, I mean, let me just add, people have gone to prison for raping and killing innocent people. Abu Ghraib, all of that is public. It's public that the president lied to us to war. Michael Rivero, you've got some questions or comments for Robert Watada joining us?
Well, Bob and I have already talked about this a lot of times. Bob's been interviewed on my show, and I did a very nice YouTube video of him that that is up there right now. But I wanted to respond to a comment that was in the news coverage of the court martial just today, where one of the presiding charges said, judges said, there needs to be a limit on dissent in the military. And my response to that would be, where in the Constitution of the United States of America, which we all acknowledge is the supreme law of the land, does it say that people serving in the military may not avail themselves of the same rights and freedoms as ordinary citizens? Because if you look through the Constitution, it is not there. So Aaron Watada does have a right to speak his mind and voice his opinion, you know, when he's not in formation. When he's just, you know, out there socializing with other people, he has as much right to voice his opinion as any other citizen in the United States. Now, with regard to the illegal war, the reason that the U.S. government is trying very hard to keep issues of the legality out of the courtroom is they can't defeat that argument because the U.S. has signed the Geneva Accords, and under the Constitution, treaty obligations are the supreme law of the land.
And by the way, under a soldier's or an officer's, even at a higher standards, oath, when they're sworn in to serve in the armed forces, they have to say no to unlawful or illegal orders. They have to say no to serve under a dictator. And I think this judge has prejudiced himself by coming out and saying they basically, you know, need to shut down dissent. Mr. Watada, again, the father of Aaron Watada, would you comment on that for us?
Well, you know, they make up their own rules. They make up their rules to say that actually the military can do anything they want to, and you have to follow their orders. That's flat-out wrong. That's flat-out wrong. You know, we have to, in our democracy, we have to have people say that things are going wrong. We have to have soldiers say something is going wrong. If you don't, you're going to have, you know, a total military dictatorship, and that's something we cannot have.
How long until this court-martial plays itself out, Robert Watada?
It's expected to end in about Thursday or Friday of this week. I think what's going to happen today is that the prosecution is going to put on its case, and then Wednesday the defense will put on its case, and then either Thursday or Friday, they'll go into sentencing, and that's where we'll be able to put in some arguments about why Aaron took the stand that he did.
Well, I tell you, they're going to make a martyr out of him if they send him to the brig, but he's ready to go, isn't he?
He's ready to go. He said if that's what it takes to stop the killing, then he'll do that. Because what is going on, as you said, in Iraq is just so wrong, so terribly wrong. Killing innocent men, women, and children, the plundering, the torture, the rape. It's just wrong, and we as a country cannot allow that to continue to
You know, it just
and
came out in major British papers that what we already knew, Ray McGovern and others are on record saying clearly our government, the British, and the Israelis are staging terror attacks in Iraq. Well, now they caught a special forces group of British that are actually recruiting insurgents to carry out attacks. I mean, they want that place to be a civil war as a pretext to stay there. Gentlemen, you want to comment on that?
Well, of course.
Well,
they shoot the Sunnis and blame the Shiites. They now have the Kurds going in there to fight the Sunnis. They want this civil war to go on.
Absolutely.
Because they need that as a pretext for getting a hold of the oil.
Exactly. Michael Rivero?
I think that the strategy is the U.S. realized they couldn't deal with a united Iraq. They couldn't defeat a united Iraq. So they're just tricking the Iraqis into killing each other off just to prevent them from uniting against the invader. And it's divide and conquer all over again. And yes, it's a pretext to conquer the oil. It's a pretext to establish the beachhead for a wider war.
Yeah, the permanent bases. And it's in the PNAG documents. It's in the P2OG documents. We know that Brzezinski calls it the Global Balkans. And so feeding our troops in is just a pretext to stay there and keep the war going. It's needless killing of Iraqis and our troops. Mr. Watada, comments?
That's exactly what I've been saying, is that there is really no need for us to be there other than for the, you know, the corporate greed of the oil barons wanting to get all hold the oil. Not for us, but so that they can increase the prices and make larger profits.
And Michael Rivera, what does Israel get out of this? They don't want to deal with these nations. They want to obliterate them. I mean, is that all Israel gets out of it?
No, Israel also gets access to oil because for the longest time when the Shah of Iran was still in control there, there was a huge pipeline that went all the way across the Middle East and wound up at Haifa, which was used as a shipping terminal, and Israel was basically able to take out all of its oil needs from that pipeline.
Well, they've been rebuilding that in Iraq.
Yeah, they have been rebuilding it, and you know, Israel is securing their access to oil in the region as well. The other part of it, of course, is Israel is seeking to expand its territory and to basically render its neighboring nations incapable of resisting, although, as you point out, last summer's war in Lebanon was definitely an eye-opener for the reality of Israel's war-fighting machine.
Robert, what are your son Aaron's spirits like right now?
You know, he's very strong. He continues to get a lot of support from soldiers right here at Fort Lewis. They're all telling him that, you know, thank you very much for doing this for us, because it's the same thing that they want to do, but, you know, they've got families and other things to, you know, be concerned about, but they're really thankful that Aaron is taking this stand, and they're hoping that his taking this stand publicly will bring the war to a close much sooner.
Amazing. They threatened him, didn't they, that if he didn't shut his mouth before the trial, they would just keep putting more charges on him?
That's right. They want him to shut up. They don't want him to say anything about what is going on in Iraq. But, of course, we all know what's going on in Iraq now.
So we should know by Thursday or Friday?
Yes, we should know by Thursday or Friday. So hopefully maybe next week we can get back and talk to you again.
And again, just to be clear, and we're going to let you go because we know you're very busy, this whole process, why did your son decide to say, no, I'm not going to Iraq? I mean, what you told us last time it was just talking to those that had come back about how evil it was. Is that accurate to say?
Well, that's part of it. Of course, he did his own research, and he found out that there was not only deception but clearly lying by the commander. Now, if your boss lied to you and put you out on the line, so that you can get killed, what would you do? You know, you're certainly not going to walk out there. And this is what Aaron is saying. Hey, look, our commander lied, and he's lying to the people. And, you know, we, the soldiers, cannot go out there and put our lives at risk for the oil barons.
Well, we should all pray for your son. We'll pray for you and your family as well. It's thankyoult.org, thankyoulieutenant.org. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com. I know you're very busy, but I'd like to be able to get you up for a 5-10-minute report in the aftermath Thursday or Friday, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, and thanks to Michael also.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Take care.
Thank you, Bob. Good luck.
I wanted to get that update from him. Any other closing comments on that subject before we go to some calls, Mike?
Basically one of the points that the court-martial is trying to make is that it is up to the president to determine if a war is legal or not, but that absolutely flies in the face of common sense, because when Hitler was ordering his troops to do all that they did, he never stopped and said, by the way, what you're about to do is illegal and a crime, but I want you to do it anyway. So the oath to refuse an immoral or illegal order carries with it the implicit understanding that it is up to the soldier or officer to make that determination for themselves.
I just thought of another key facet to all of this. Remember 2 years ago, a private interrogator hired and ordered to torture people, tortured some people at Bagram Air Base to death, and there were cases in Afghanistan, similar cases in Iraq, And when he brought forward the documents that he was ordered to do it, they used the Patriot Act to gag him. We know that they ordered the individuals at Abu Ghraib and the Camp X-ray and other places to torture people. That's now come out in the White House, Gonzalez and John Ewan presidential memos. But then the presidency basically ordered the Pentagon to send people who followed criminal orders, and I agree they're culpable, but not as culpable as the Mafia Don that sent them out to do the crimes. So another thing, these troops need to know, if you get caught doing this illegal stuff, you're going to go to prison.
Yeah, there is no loyalty coming back down that chain of command. Absolutely not.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they were ordered to do that torture, and then they send the people to prison that did it when they get caught. I mean, that is, and then the president says we don't torture when there's 100 speeches with him and his minions saying we torture.
Well, you need to look back about 2 years before all this started when the U.S. was going to all these other countries and saying we want to be exempted from war crimes prosecution at The Hague. They were pushing real hard for that. And at the time, my theory was if they're trying to get immunity from war crimes, it's because they're planning to commit some.
No kidding. I remember just months after 9/11, there was the CIA section chief from the Middle East in the Washington Post. I put it in my film Road to Tyranny, screenshot of it, saying, we aren't just torturing, quote, insurgents. We're torturing their family members in front of them in third-party countries like Jordan and Egypt. And then now, of course, all that came out.
Yeah.
So this is just off the charts evil. Let's take calls here. John in Texas, go ahead. Thanks for holding. Okay, he's not there. Sean in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm from Berkshire 9/11 Truth up here in Great Barrington, Mass, and Governor Kane came to the local high school last night to speak, and we kind of embarrassed him. I got thrown out immediately for coming in with a sign that said whitewashed on it and by the police because I wouldn't stand in a free speech zone and they didn't appreciate the sign. And then some people from our group waited for him to start speaking and then got up and started yelling, cover up, cover up, cover up. And then they were escorted out. So, you know.
By the way, everywhere Keene goes, the head of the Whitewash Commission, that happens. Mike?
Yeah, it's important for people to continue to do this because, yes, you will get escorted out. You'll be told you have to stay in the free speech zones. But it does wreck that illusion that the government is trying to maintain that only a few people doubt the official story about 9/11 and how we got into the wars in Iraq. So when everybody is standing up at every speech and yelling bovine excrement or something similar at the people who are speaking, it's getting to be a public embarrassment, and pretty soon they're going to realize they have utterly failed to control the flow of information.
Well,
inside.
Sally Sheehan, with that one demonstration right after the Democrats got in and didn't bring the war up or getting the troops out, they shut that press conference down, and that got massive headlines and really illustrated to the Democratic constituency that they've been sold out. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest stories is the fact that how utterly the Democrats sold out. They were already bought and paid for, so I guess they didn't sell out. They were already on the payroll. But so many Democrats I know have now gone back to sleep. They think everything's fine. World War III is about to start.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder about those congressional staffers that work in their office, if these people are really doing their job to keep the congressman informed about what's going on, or, in fact, those staffers are part of the problem, and their real goal is to keep the congressman just sort of happy and contented and taken care of and pampered so that they're not likely to get in the way of what's really going to happen.
Well, congressmen have written books about that. A lot of the chief staffers are more powerful than the congresspeople, and they're there being paid off by the lobbyists to write the legislation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, getting back to the lobbies, it gets all the way back to that AIPAC situation, which donates millions of dollars to congressional candidates and carries with it that threat that if you don't toe the Israeli line, we will fund your opponent next election and you will be out of a job. And that is why we have lost control of our country. And if we don't get it back, we're going to spend the rest of our lives fighting wars against Israel's enemies.
Sean, you've got the last minute and a half here before we go to break and come back and take more calls. Anything else?
No, that was all, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Just wanted to briefly comment. Love your show today. Wanted to briefly comment on Terror Storm. You got my order. I got my DVDs fast. The DVD Terror Storm, if I didn't know any better, I would think that CNN had been freed from control and had made a documentary. It's so outstanding, very professional. I can't say enough good things about it. It's going out to all my local radio show hosts who've been dumbed down. And that's an important thing to slowly work on these radio stations, folks, and get these copies out to different people.
Well, I mean, the power of you, the listeners, taking action is what's going to save this country and this world. And, Mike, you hear this recurring theme with my listeners, the best in the world. They're out there taking action.
Yeah, I think it's time to get active, and it's time to let yourself become angry.
Alex, go ahead.
When you get back on this subject again about the Praetorian Guard, the Blackwater group, I saw the author Jeremy Scahill on Free Speech TV, and I was wondering if you'd ever had him on any of your shows.
Stay there. Let me let you finish, Chris, after the quick break. Talk about Blackwater. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Point their cannons at you. Michael Rivera is our guest. Going to have about 5 minutes in the next hour with us. Then Nancy Cornkey joins us, the wife of Mark from Michigan, to tell you about his upcoming release from prison on false charges. And we'll get into a lot of other global news the last 30 minutes and take your calls, as well as some national news. We've got some audio clips concerning the forced inoculation with the live cancer virus, but it's not really a forced inoculation. The media and the governor and the whole country's media are just lying. Let's go back to Chris in Florida. Finish up your point, sir, about Blackwater and private mercs.
Yes, this is CH in Florida, Alex. And I had seen author Jeremy Scahill on Free Speech TV, and he was talking about his new book, Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army. And he used that term, Bush's private Praetorian Guard. I mean, this is such pure evil. And I was just calling to suggest him as a guest in the future and wondering if you'd had him on as a guest in the past. That's all.
Yeah, I might do that. I've heard of him. Thanks for the call. Michael Rivero comments on the rise of mercs.
Well, the danger there for Americans is that private security is not held to the same standards of conduct as civil police or even the military, and it also gives the controlling authority a certain amount of deniability. Oh, we didn't order those people to go in and burn down that church full of women and children. They just got carried away, and we're going to terminate their contract just to teach them a lesson. And so it basically allows these kind of impressions, or rather repressions, to continue with impunity. And I see these as a real threat to the civil liberties of America.
Well, not only do we see a shift to mercs and a shift to private police now, we also see 20% of the ground force in Iraq not even being American citizens, a major announcement to increase the recruitment from the Philippines to Mexico. I mean, this is all the classical signs of a very degenerate empire.
Very much so. And, of course, all of these non-citizens who are being recruited does two things. First of all, I think that it allows the government to more easily conceal the true numbers of combat deaths in Iraq, which, again, we saw this during Vietnam. We didn't really find out how many Americans had died in the war until after it was already over.
Well, there were troops dying from 59 to 64 before they made it more official. And that was what, like 7,000 troops died? They kept that many secret?
Yeah, they absolutely did. The real numbers did not become known until enough people had been killed that the families started networking and knew each other and said, well, if we all have lost somebody, then obviously the numbers can't be right.
I mean, is that a free country? Is that a good government where they've been lying to us this long? And I mean, how do we just accept lying by both parties like it's okay?
Well, I certainly don't accept it. That's the whole reason for my website and for radio shows like yours. My opinion is that since the Constitution does not allow the government to lie to us, that a government that lies is illegal and unconstitutional, and that we are obligated as citizens to refuse to obey its dictates or even to pay its bills.
Absolutely. We're going to break here and have a final segment with you, Michael Rivera. We'll go to Steve in Texas, Todd in Ohio, and Chris in Texas. I got John in California and many others, but we do have Nancy Cornkey joining us, but we will get to those calls after she's with us for about 20, 30 minutes. There's so many other things happening. It makes the head spin, and to witness this level of corruption and both parties colluding, something's got to give sometime, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah, there's a crisis coming somewhere. I don't know exactly where or when. But it's nonsense to think that things are going to continue as they are for any great amount of time.
We'll be right back with the third hour. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Black Berkey.